Welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. So today we're going to be talking about Sophia Smith, but before we get into that more closely, we have to do our three soccer world records of the day. So our first one is the record for the most goals scored in a World Cup. 16 goals. This is by one person, keep in mind. His name is Miroslav Klose, and he is a German striker, and he got 16 goals in one World Cup. That is crazy. One goal in a World Cup is amazing because you're playing against the best defenders in the world, the best goalies in the world, so it's really hard to get a goal. And obviously the best strikers and midfielders too, but I'm saying, like, if you're going to get a goal, you're normally going against defense, so goalie and just defenders. So this is pretty crazy that he did that, because one is amazing. Even not one is amazing. The fact that you get to play with the best of the best in the world, but 16 goals in one. Okay, that's pretty crazy. That's like one of the kind of craziest records I've seen while researching. Okay, this one's about Messi. He has 41 Guinness World Records. One is amazing. Again, like earlier about the goals, one is amazing. But he has 41. This is also like some of the records we've had in episodes before. It's just kind of crazy. He has so many career goals, and just like, I'm not surprised he has Guinness World Records. All of his achievements that he has is just really crazy and something definitely to be proud of. And for our third and final world record of the day, this one was by Ronaldo, who, if you've listened to Messi versus Ronaldo, one of the first episodes, you can know more about him. He has the most wins in international football or soccer with 132 victories. So that's pretty crazy too. And not just like in like forever, because he's played in tons of games. This is just in a short amount of time. So that's really crazy. And now that we're done with that, those were our three records of the day. All pretty amazing. I really like those ones. But now it's time for what you all came for, to learn about Sophia Smith. So here we go. Sophia Smith is 24 years old, and she was born August 10th in 2000 in Windsor, Colorado, with her older sisters Gabriella and Savannah, and her parents Kenny and Molly Smith. She has a fiancé, and his name is Michael Wilson, and he's a wide receiver for the Cardinals. They announced that they were getting married in June of 2024. So as of this, it's not that long ago, several months, but still, like, a pretty recent thing. So that is good for her. Sophia started playing soccer at the young age of 5, which is a good time to start, obviously. She stuck with it and got really good. Growing up, she played for a co-ed team from U6 to U10 on this team just in her hometown area, the Timnath Twisters, and she played with the Arsenal Colorado from U11 to U13. On her Arsenal team, she won 2 state cups, so she was obviously part of a pretty good team, even as a young kid, U13 and U11, so 2 state cups, that's awesome. She started playing at such a young age, which made her parents proud, because they were both collegiate athletes, with her dad playing basketball and her mom playing volleyball, so it wasn't even their same sport, but it was just cool to see her working really hard for this sport that she loved. Sophia played basketball in high school as a freshman, and she's just athletic, so that doesn't surprise me. There's lots of professional soccer players that actually played basketball in high school, so that's pretty cool. In 2018, she graduated high school and then went on to play for Stanford in California as a forward. And obviously, like, she was a good player, so they wanted her on their team. But you also have to be really smart to be accepted. Your GPA and, like, ACT and SAT scores have to be, like, off the charts. So obviously she was smart, too, because only 4 in 100 students that apply are accepted there. So that's a 3.9% acceptance rate. That is very extremely difficult. So that is really cool that she got to go there. During her high school years, she started to play for the Real Colorado, which was a training organization for young athletes like Sophia, who could go on to play for the U.S. women's national team, and she did. So that was kind of a program for that sort of player that has potential. In 2018, in October, she sadly got taken down by a defender, and she broke her ankle and tore some ligaments in her foot, causing her to have surgery and end her season early. So she ended her season, but she did end up coming back, and everyone's super lucky for that, because she is so helpful. Even with this tough moment in her life, she came back the next season ready to play and became her team's star player. That year, which is now 2019, the Stanford women's soccer team won the NCAA championship. She ended up leaving college to pursue a pro soccer career, but she got to go to one of the best colleges in the nation. So that's just really cool that she even accomplished that, because some people don't even go to college, but the fact that she did and still played soccer is really cool. This really paid back because she was chosen as the number one draft pick for the NWSL that year. She became the first teenager, she was 19 at the time, to be chosen for the NWSL draft. And being the number one draft pick is crazy. Like, there's so many really good players, and she was 19 and got chosen number one. That is a huge honor and a huge accomplishment. So that's just one of the many things she's done that are, like, really crazy. And obviously, she started young. She played on the women's national team at the age of 19. So she's just, like, crazy. Sophia now plays for the Portland Thorns FC, as well as the women's national soccer team for America. So, I mean, she started playing, like, for the U.S. team when she was 19, which is honestly so crazy. I mean, obviously, that's not the youngest, but even 19 is still crazy. Like, well, obviously, the fact even being on that team is crazy, but 19, and yes, there's been younger, but 19 is definitely towards the younger end for most people, so that's a huge accomplishment, too. And her number on the soccer field is 11. She is 5'6". So, not overly tall, but honestly, lots of soccer players aren't super tall because, I don't know, just how it goes, I guess. But also, it's nice to be low to the ground so you can make quick movements. Not that you can't if you're tall. It's just more common for them to be short, like professional. In 2022, she was named MVP for the Portland Thorns NWSL Championship. So, like, a whole other accomplishment again. So, she's just, like, winning things left and right. And Sophia is an Olympic gold medalist. She's won the Olympics with the U.S. team. And she has won the Golden Boot Award, NWSL MVP, as I said earlier, U.S. Soccer Female of the Year, NCAA Champion, and College Cup MVP. And she's won the Women's International Champions Cup and has many more major achievements that we do not have time to list here. But so many different things that she's done, and she's still super young, has lots of her career left, and she's already done all these things, so I can't even imagine where she's going to go from now. This is totally off topic, but when I was researching, I found out that Smith grew up with lots of pets, such as a sugar glider, guinea pigs, a dog, a fish, a bunny, and a tortoise. That was, like, so random in the middle of everything, but Sophia played a prank at this game when she was 23, but she didn't expect it would go the way that it did. So we're still off topic a little bit, but I thought I might mention this. So to waste time, but in, like, a playful way, she wasn't meaning it in, like, oh no, I can't get caught. She hit the ball for the game, but the ref did not see the humor in it at all and quickly gave her a red card. And happily, she had already scored a goal, so at least she got her to help her team and made her mark on the game before she got sent off. But that is not how she expected that whole thing to go. She was just trying to be funny. Like, maybe not the best idea, but honestly, I think the ref was just like, no, he did not see that she was trying to be funny. She's not someone that would do that on purpose. She's, like, a happy, nice person. She was just trying to be funny, but obviously she won't be doing that again. And her coaches and everyone were kind of mad, not, like, specifically at her, just about the situation, because they did not want her to get sent off with a red card. She was a huge asset to their team, but she did make her mark before she got taken off, so that's lucky for everyone. Another random fact for you. Sophia loves to read, and she usually reads before a game, and her favorite category of books is rom-coms. And growing up, Sophia dreamed of playing soccer or being an interior designer and being on HGTV. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right, now back to some more soccer stuff. Smith has 61 pro soccer career goals, 42 for the Portland Thorns, 19 for the USWNT, and 3 for the Olympics in Aries in 2024. So that's really recent. She's played in one World Cup for the USWNT, but also she played for the U17 Team World Cup in 2016 and the U20 Team World Cup in 2018. So, she's played in several different World Cups, and she is a World Cup winner. She won with the US team, but still really young when she did this, so that was really cool. And that is all I have for you on Sophia Smith today, but before we close out, we have our soccer words of the day, so stay to hear those, because you might learn something. The first one, hat trick. For those of you that are big soccer fans, you probably know what this is. It's when one player scores 3 goals in one game. That's a hat trick. Super easy. So, probably easy to remember. A touchline. Sometimes people call it that, especially like British announcers when they're like announcing a game. If you ever watched soccer and you're like, what's a touchline? It's just the sideline. They're the same thing. Like touchline equals sideline. Another super easy definition. And then for our third and final soccer word of the day, we have FIFA. I've said it before. FIFA is what sponsors the World Cup. So they're just, they work pretty closely with CONCACAF, which is just another big tournament. And it's, I mean, CONCACAF tournaments aren't as big as FIFA World Cup because World Cup is like our Super Bowl, but it's still a big deal. An acronym for FIFA, it is an acronym, obviously. It stands for the Fédération Internationale de Football Association. So, obviously, it's not based out of America, but Americans play in the FIFA World Cup because, yeah, it was based out of Europe where there's lots of soccer played everywhere. And that is all I have for you today. I hope you learned something and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow, download, and watch for more episodes that will be coming out soon. And if you haven't seen the episodes before, be sure to go back and look at them. This is We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and I hope you come for the next episode. Bye.